You're listening to SBS News.
In the United States, there's been a second straight day of protesting over the death of George Floyd, a black man who was killed during an arrest in Minneapolis. Bystander video showed Mr. Floyd pleading that he couldn't breathe as a white officer pressed his knee into his neck. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says that officer, Derek Chauvin, should be criminally charged.
And I've wrestled with, more than anything else, over the last 36 hours, one fundamental question. Why is the man who killed George Floyd not in jail? If you had done it, or I had done it, we would be behind bars right now. And I cannot come up with a good answer to that question.
Officer Chauvin and the three other officers who were at the arrest have all been fired, a stunning and swift move by the Minneapolis chief with the mayor's full backing. Mr. Floyd has been described by his friends as a nice guy. Giovanni Thunstrom, his employer at the Conga Latin Bistro in Minneapolis, says there was no reason for the violent action taken against Mr. Floyd because he was the kind of person who would have obeyed a police officer's instructions.
That's pure arrogance, what that cop did. That's pure arrogance. And being so arrogant, not listening to the crowd telling him, hey, he can't breathe, let him breathe, let him breathe. You know, just kept his knee right on his throat. Till he died. Even when he died, he kept his knee there.
The attorney for the family of Mr. Floyd says a message needs to be sent with this case. Despite the dismissal of the four officers, whether the incident will be considered criminal or even excessive force is a more complicated question that will possibly take months to investigate. Lawyer Ben Crump echoes the mayor's call for criminal charges to be laid.
We have this video and they have terminated them, but they need to be arrested, as Bridget said, and charged with murder, because how many more of these senseless, excessive force killings by the people who are supposed to protect us can we take in Black America and all of America?
The case has seen reaction at the highest levels in America's political system. Democrat presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden drew parallels with the case of Eric Garner more than 5 years ago. Mr. Garner was an unarmed black man who died in 2014 in New York after he was placed in a chokehold by police and pleaded for his life, saying he couldn't breathe.
George Floyd's life mattered. It mattered as much as mine. It mattered as much as anyone's in this country. And at least it should have. Watching his life be taken in the same manner, echoing nearly the same words of Eric Garner more than 5 years ago, I can't breathe, is a tragic reminder that this was not an isolated incident, but a part of an ingrained systemic cycle of injustice that still exists in this country. It cuts at the very heart of our sacred beliefs that all Americans are equal in rights and in dignity.
Many protesters marched more than 3 kilometres to the police precinct station in the part of the city where Mr. Floyd died. Some of them damaged the building's windows and squad cars and sprayed graffiti. Police in riot gear eventually confronted them with tear gas and projectiles. Tense skirmishes stretched late into the evening. Lawyer Ben Crump says Mr. Floyd's death points to a fundamental problem within the United States.
And we have to send a message with this case. We cannot allow those who are supposed to protect and serve us do this. There can't be two justice systems, one for Black America and one for white America. We have to have equal justice for the United States of America.
Mr. Floyd's sister Bridget says she believes that justice will be served because of the faith that she shared with her brother.
I have a lot of faith because I believe in the utmost powerful God. Faith is something that me and my brother always talked about. Justice will be served.
Mayor Jacob Frey is calling on the Hennepin County Attorney to charge the arresting officer. Alan Lee, SBS News.